David Abramson, it is 8:14, and we are definitely needing to talk about some important issues. And one of them is one of them that we really do want to. Dov's not happy with you, David. What's wrong with Boney M? But one thing we want to talk about is discipline. And we had a strange incident yesterday that happened. Is my phone rang at about 3 o'clock or 3:30 in the afternoon. It was my wife. I answered the phone and I heard lots of sobbing and crying on the other side. It wasn't my wife, thankfully. And it was my daughter. And she told me that she was in class. She was in a science class. Her cell phone was on her desk and somebody dropped like a ruler or something. It made a noise. The teacher looked up and he said, "Hey, Curly, come here and bring me your cell phone. You were on your," and she said, "No, I wasn't. It was on my desk, but I wasn't on it." And he said, "Are you calling me a liar?" So she said, "Well, I'm just telling you that I wasn't on my phone. Maybe you didn't see." So he said, "Give me a phone," and he confiscated the phone. And that was the end of that. Now, of course, my daughter was completely beside herself, completely hysterical. And it made me really, really mad. Number one, because I think it even would have been unfair had she been on her cell phone. And I know that that's what she would have said. So if she's telling me that she wasn't on her cell phone, then she wasn't on her cell phone. The why I had such tremendous difficulty with it is because I think it showed an unbelievable lack of understanding about what cell phones mean to teenagers and to our children. It is their sole form of communication. It is their form of entertainment. It is the way that they relate to the world. It's the way they relax. It's their world in many, many ways. And to decide that you're just confiscating it, whether it's for a day or for a week, I think is absolutely appalling. My wife went back to the school. The teacher had already left. The headmaster at the time, yesterday said, "No, well, he's not calling the teacher at home." I mean, 3 o'clock. It's hardly the middle of the night. Most normal people working actually would take a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's a separate thing. It indicates more of lack of interest than it does, and lack of understanding as to how serious it is than anything else. And it bothered me tremendously. What that also made me think about was the fact that we've had these tremendously violent incidents happening at our schools across South Africa, and a lot of it does stem from a lack of discipline. But it's very, very clear to me that we're not getting it right, that we are not, we are absolutely not understanding about how we need to discipline children today, what works and what doesn't work. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think we need to start at the beginning. And the beginning is that I think every generation of adults feels like they, you know, in our day. And there's no question that our children are defined by the events that they're brought up in, the developments like technology. So we always feel, I think, as adults that we are not the same as our children, or we certainly weren't brought up in the same way and in the same times. And that's absolutely spot on.
True.
But the difficulty with today's children is that technology has moved so quickly that we're floundering as adults to try and keep up with children. We're trying to keep up with technology. And I think that's where the problem comes in, is that we feel like we just don't know enough and we feel disempowered. And so I think, you know, that's a good start, because, well, when I say a good start, not a good start for us, because it's a good place to start the discussion. So I think the first thing to say is, Howard, I'm going to argue with you and say, I'm not sure that cell phones should be allowed at schools.
I think they definitely should not be.
So,
that's part of a holistic system. Mm. Or in fact, I definitely think they should be allowed at schools, but they should be put away,
right,
and nobody should have them on their desk during the class. But if a teacher walks in and their phone's on their desk, all they need to say, it's not that difficult, guys, put your cell phones away. If I see anybody's cell phone, they will get confiscated.
Absolutely.
If it's become the norm, which it clearly has, that even if the kid isn't on the cell phone, that it sits at the top of the desk, then you can't take it away for that. You've got to discipline holistically and organically, not sporadically.
Absolutely. So I think for me, that's the first thing. What is the policy of the school? I mean, we're talking directly about what happened to Abby yesterday.
Mm.
What is the policy of the school?
The policy of the school, I would imagine, is that you can't have cell phones out in class. And I'm sure that's right. But unless it's enforced, and if it's specifically not enforced, then it becomes a tacit agreement that it's acceptable.
Agreed.
Even if it's a policy of the school.
Absolutely. And I think therein lies part of the difficulty, is that we don't set clear boundaries and limits for our children.
Mm.
And we, very importantly, we don't set clear boundaries and limits for ourselves as adults. So we all can use our phones at different times, different places, and there are no kind of, you know, law, you know, and that's what I always say about Shabbos. Isn't it so fantastic that we know that Shabbos is a time where you can't actually go on technology. You aren't available. But in so many other areas and times of our lives, it's just acceptable. It was interesting. I went somewhere yesterday and the security guards were sitting on their phones. You know, it was just so noticeable. So I think for me, the problem is that, you know, when we talk about the children of today, in many instances, the boundaries and limits are not clear. And I think that needs to be put in place. And secondly, I think we as adults need to start setting a much better example. So I think that's a good place to start. So, and on your point, absolutely, if you want to punish a child these days, a young person, you really want to punish them, take away their cell phone. And you're absolutely right. It's devastating, because for the majority of young people, as you say, that is their way to get information. That is their way to communicate with their peers, sometimes to get homework. It really, really
That was
is.
So interesting last night is that she didn't know how to get, she had to find out something about Afrikaans, and she actually had no idea how to do it. She doesn't have a single friend's phone number.
Right.
She doesn't have a way of communicating with anybody.
So I think for me,
it's totally isolated.
And that's why I say, if you really want to punish a child, one of the things is take away their cell phones. So I think we've got to be.
And just to be clear, we do that as parents. We often will say to our kids, listen, you know, if you don't listen, I'm taking your cell phone away for an hour. But at least we know where they are. We can control it. And, it happens under our, you know, to take it away for a week. Well, when am I getting it back? I don't know. She doesn't know.
That's
a week.
The point.
Is it a day? Is it a,
that's the point. Know? And I think that's also, you know, when we talk about disciplining our children, you know, we tend to, give into them and then we lose it completely. We swing to the other side. And that's when we throw out these, you know, irrational punishments, which we definitely won't carry through. You will not have your phone for a month. Not going to happen.
Until 2022. That's when you're in March. When you're getting your cell phone back.
Or especially amongst our Jewish, you know, you're going to boarding school. It's just not happening. So, you know, we need to be very clear about setting limits which are doable and which are not seen as punitive. But it teaches a child a lesson. So, yes.
Well, that was the other part of it, because the whole of last night, it was that the anxiety was, so do you think I'll get it back tomorrow? Do you think I'll get my cell phone back? What do you think? What happens if he doesn't give it back tomorrow? I mean, because there was absolutely no, it was just so random and so, it's sort of just out of kilter in terms of the rest of the way that environment functions. That I thought it was absolutely appalling.
Well, again, I think for me to take a cell phone away is probably, you know, besides walking away from your child which is, I think, underdone a lot. Because I think, and we can talk about that, because I personally think that is one of the most effective, powerful consequences that you can give your child, but it seems so passive, and so parents sometimes feel that
they need to be more active
and more important. But to walk away from your child and say, you've disappointed me, you've upset me, I love you, but your behavior is unacceptable, is very powerful. But absolutely, going back to Abby, I agree, in those kind of situations, the amount of time that the cell phone is taken away for should be defined. The process moving forward. I'll meet you.
And they have to know that, you know, it can't be that in that particular science lesson, the phone gets taken away even if it's on the desk, but in another lesson, then it's actually okay if you're reading something on your cell phone, unless there's some form of consistency. I think it's a big problem. Jenny says technology is replacing human skills at a rapid rate. Kids are not learning basic human social skills because through phones they don't have to. I don't think it's a good thing, although technology does have a place.
I think we'd be naive to think that we can fight technology. Technology has a place. It's here, and we need to just try and embrace it in a positive way.
I have to read this SMS.
Sure.
Because this to me underscores exactly what we are doing wrong as educators. Such first world issues. Shame. In other words, totally dismissive of what this, and that that SMS captures exactly what the issue is. If you don't understand what a cell phone means to a 14-year-old, then you are not understanding the way this generation functions, is structured. You understand nothing about it. If that is, and that's exactly the feeling as parents that we got from the school yesterday.
Absolutely.
And in fact, when they went back, my wife went back with the to the principal. He quite patronizingly said, I'm sure you could manage for one day without your cell phone. Mm-hmm. Now that in of itself says exactly such first world issues, shame.
Well, I can tell you something that I think for me, even, you know, if you want to call it third world, teenagers who have cell phones, because I can tell you that you'd be shocked to see who has cell phones and who doesn't. People who really do not have much. The one thing that they do have is cell phones. How important it is. And I think that's the most important thing is to just remember we were not brought up in the same generation. We were not brought up with the same experiences. We will always, always, as parents say, oi, the children of today, because it's always going
to
be different.
So to me, the discussion is actually less about the cell phone. And I know that that's where we've kind of moved it to, but it's not, to me, it's less about the cell phone and more about understanding what makes the next generation tick and how we discipline them, how we communicate with them, how we interact with them. You know, I was in the middle of drafting an article, which I'll hopefully finish, later at some point today, is this whole millennial bashing. It's enough, don't do it.
Absolutely.
Let's rather look at millennials or Generation Z or Generation X, whatever we decide, and understand rather from their perspective how they function and how we can sort of draw out of them some of the positives and some of the incredible things they have to offer. To turn around and say such first world issues, shame, is to totally deny what this generation is about.
Absolutely. And I think for me, what's so important is to keep in mind is that, you know, you want to say they were born into this. It is so difficult to not be exposed to a cell phone or to the internet or to, and therefore excess amount of information. It's so difficult not to be on a cell phone because you do miss out on social interactions. You do sometimes miss out on homework because it goes out on a school site. So for me, absolutely, I think we've got to be very careful to say, oh, you know, the children of today, yes, there are challenges. There are huge challenges.
And as Jenny says in an SMS here, it disempowers teachers as well, because any comment a teacher makes before he or she knows it is being filmed. So cell phones are a problem. And I'm not suggesting for one minute that A, it's okay to have a cell phone on a desk, or B, even use it. Especially not use it. But I recognize it's a problem. But unless we actually find a way of dealing with it, we can stamp our feet and sit and confiscate cell phones as much as we like. We ain't going to win it that way.
No, they're here to stay. But the key, I believe, is boundaries and limits. You need to, firstly, and I know I keep saying this, but we need to look at ourselves as adults. You can't sit on Facebook at the dining room table.
Absolutely.
You can't be ignoring your child or pretend to listen to them if you're on your cell phone. You know, we have to set the example. And I know that sounds quite preachy, but that's the first place.
Oh, we're sounding incredibly preachy today. I'm loving it.
But the second thing is, everything in moderation. Set boundaries and limits. And I think for me, the first place, and again, you know, is for the schools and institutions in our homes to be setting clear boundaries and limits on what can be watched, and that is difficult because, again, you know, you just Google anything and you can get, it's very difficult to stop our children from being exposed to things that they shouldn't, which is appropriate. But to try our best as far as that's, but very much not to be afraid to set the limits as far as when children, adolescents are allowed to use their phones and when they're not. We don't have to be afraid of them.
Courageous parenting. Time is 8:29. That's David Abramson, psychologist in private practice, sharing his wisdom.